public speaker. He's a man who has never lost his integrity. He's a man who has never lost his ability to inspire. Tony Benn.
It will give comfort to those in America who are against the war. It will encourage Muslims all over the world who have come to believe that this is a war against them. It will encourage the Palestinians. It is a very important demonstration. And I want everybody who's come here to appreciate the importance of making the effort. What we've been witnessing over the last few days has been a massive terrorist attack. For 2 years we've been told we need a campaign against terrorism, and what President Bush and the Prime Minister have launched is a terrorist attack, and in addition to that, the open advocacy of assassination as a tool of murder, poison. The attempt to assassinate. And I think it's very important for us to realize what the war is about. The terrorism will liberate Iraq, and you do it by killing Iraqis. But it's war. It is a war against the Muslim world. It is a war. It's a war against the poor and the hungry in the world, whose needs could be met if the resources were devoted. It is a war against this country as well. It is a war against our troops, because they have been sent there, and some have already died. And I tell you this from long experience, when soldiers are at war, we must rally around them, we're told. And when they come back, they have to queue up at the income support office to get some sort of benefit. Never misunderstand what the policy of full spectrum dominance is about. The American Pentagon, when Clinton was still there a year or two ago, came out with a policy of what they called full spectrum dominance. The United States intended to dominate the world by space, by air, by land, by sea, and by information. And the most powerful weapon that they are deploying in Britain is misinformation about what is happening. There are information officers controlled by the Pentagon and the Ministry of Defense who are deliberately misleading us and keeping us in ignorance in the hope that we can be brought to support the war. And that is why these demonstrations are so important. When you come here, you hear arguments you will not hear on the BBC. And you won't hear in the Sun or in the Daily Mail. You hear them from talking to people, and there are people from all over the world here. Yeah, I mean, this is the University of Peace. And what we must do is they were talking to their generation, some of whom might live almost to the end of the century. The children are the future. And then what do they say on the BBC? They only turned out because they wanted to bunk out of school. This is is a very big campaign. This isn't going to end. This campaign we're engaged in today isn't going to end when the war ends. In a way, it's going to begin again when the war ends, to see that the resources of the world are devoted to meet the needs of the world.
Yes!
We do have a commitment to the United Nations and the peaceful settlement of disputes, to see that there is democracy. I want democracy not only in Iraq, I want democracy in Britain too. Renews my belief that the people of the world are the only ones entitled to run the world, and we are up against it.